Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have quite a fun show in store for you. And guess what? I'm actually bi-locating today because while I am here in studio giving the show to you, I'm also on vacation down in the land of the equator, Ecuador. We're pre-recording the show today. So a brand new show, but I didn't want to leave you guys in the lurch while I'm away, but I am off rejuvenating and rebuilding my batteries. So when we come back, we can do even more great stuff. So I don't have Selena calling in today with her practical spirituality tips of the day. So we're going to go back to our old favorites. Yes, I know you miss our quotes from the universe and our quotes from Abraham. So I have a couple for you today. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us from the universe. Do you know what happens in time and space just before something really incredible happens? Something mind-blowing just before a really huge dream comes true? Do you? Absolutely nothing. At least not in the physical world. So if, perchance, it appears that absolutely nothing is happening in your life right now, consider it a sign. All the best, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. And let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. A nice short one from Abraham. Fear only exists when you do not understand that you have the power to project thought and that the universe will respond. Quite interesting. Two very interesting quotes today. I think rather apropos for our guest who we have in studio today. As I'm really, really happy to finally, I can't believe it's been like 4 years and I haven't had you on the show yet, to have a dear old friend in studio with me here, Peter Roth. Some of you may know him. He's been in and around the spiritual community in New York City for decades. But for those of you who don't know Peter, Peter Roth is the founder and director of the Heart River Center for Intuitive Healing, which has been around for over 16 years. And he is a fellow radio show host. He has a weekly radio show called Energy Stew, which has been going on for the last 9 years. And that's on Gary Null's network, right?
Right. Progressive Radio Network.com. It's PRN.FM.
PRN.
Or ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
So, Peter, for those of you who don't know, is an acclaimed practitioner who works with clients and students worldwide using his vast knowledge and experience to help them with whatever difficulty they may be facing. He's also a master and teacher of the Human Design System, quite a fascinating system that I discovered years ago but never really had a chance to talk about on the show today, so I'm really excited that we're really going to focus on that. And it's a system that's kind of like a hybrid between astrology, I Ching, with other things kind of mixed in with it, that really helps people to know themselves better and understand how they are quote-unquote designed. So, Peter, before we really get into what human design is and how it works, I'm curious. You've been around this stuff for so long. You really know lots of different modalities, lots of different techniques. How did you first find out about human design? And when you found out about it, what was it that really attracted you to it?
I had already been teaching for many years and had many, many students. And at one point, a student contacted me outside of class and said, you know, you've been teaching chakras, you've been teaching the I Ching to us, and here's a system that uses both of them. Would you be interested? And I looked at that, and it was different because it used chakras differently and it used the I Ching differently. And yet, it was spot on. And I was so impressed with what it had to show, how deep it was, and all-encompassing, really. So I started to get more and more involved. I met the source of human design, a guy named Ra.
Ra, yes.
And I studied with him for a while. He's passed on.
Is that movie of him still up online somewhere? I remember someone told me that there was that hour-long movie of him and like how he created all this.
Well, I don't know what's online. I know there are videos of even the first time that he introduced it to the public, which was probably around 1992. It came into him. It was channeled into him in 1987. All of a sudden, a voice started talking and said, pay attention, take notes. I'm going to talk to you for 8 days and deliver the system. Because it's such a genius system that nobody could have created it. No human mind could have figured out the juxtapositions of the hexagrams of the I Ching around the sky, how they connect to the planets. That's how it's connected to astrology, because it's the position of our planets at our birth. And who would know how to connect it so concretely to the hexagrams, and not only to each hexagram according to your planets, but you get to find out which lines of each hexagram you're born into, not only the hexagrams.
Okay, so now with the human design, as I understand it, it takes a look not just at your date and time of birth, but then it goes back something like 3 months before then?
Actually, 88 and a half days before you were born was when the unconscious half of your personality clicked in. So astrology doesn't even know that half of you. So that's how encompassing this is. And it's amazing that that's, again, it was something that had to be channeled in. No human could figure out 88 and a half days.
Yeah, and I remember watching that video, and this happened to him in Ibiza, Spain.
He was an expatriate Canadian living in Ibiza.
Yeah, and it sounded like a real intense experience for him. I mean, it sounded like it wasn't always a pleasant 8 days.
Well, he wasn't. He didn't have a background in any of this.
Oh, really? That I didn't realize.
So it all came in, and then he had to figure out what he got. And it took 5 years. That's why he didn't introduce it until 5 years later.
I see. Okay, so when you like had your first human design done, I guess, right? Your student told you about this. I'm assuming you had a chart.
Right, and I contacted an analyst. I'm a certified analyst. There was a guy who at that point did my chart reading for me, and it was very profound.
Was there anything, I mean, because you've had, I'm sure, your natal chart done. I'm sure you've had all kinds of readings done. Was there anything like in the human design reading or analyst that was done that like told you something about yourself that none of the other readings that you've ever had in your life told you?
Well, for instance, astrology, because human design is a natal chart as well as astrology being a natal chart. So my wife, Deborah, is an astrologer, and she says that human design is astrology on steroids. So it's very concise, very articulate about what it tells us, so that it's not philosophical in ways that many different people can look at it in different ways. It actually is clearly our statements from passages from the I Ching that are read into your chart Exactly. And then we know exactly who you are mechanically, mm-hmm. what your personality is like, mm-hmm. and how you're going to live your life. It tells you very succinct information.
And so in your experience, and that was how long ago did you get introduced to this?
I think it was about 13 years ago.
Wow, really a long time. Mm-hmm. So over that 13 years, I'm taking it you've done a lot of human design sessions with people and really worked on it with people.
Probably close to 2,000 at this
2000,
point.
2,000, wow. Yeah. And every single time it's been spot on?
I even ask people at the end mm-hmm. of a session, so tell me, how accurate was this? Mm-hmm. And generally they say it's 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, there are people that have to think about it a little bit because it's mm-hmm. some of the concepts about them, they hadn't thought of that way. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, this is not inventing a new you. Mm-hmm. What this does is it creates the language of you that you haven't heard before, that then you can use that in life much more effectively.
Mm, interesting.
You really get to know yourself because it clarifies understandings about yourself. Right. And also shows that you're born to be in certain ways that you thought maybe you're mistaken about the way you behave. Maybe there's something wrong with you.
Right. Like, yeah, we're supposed to be better. Like, I don't know. Maybe we can give an example of...
Well, anybody who's a role model to mm-hmm, us.
Right.
And we try to emulate them.
Right.
And we fall short. Or maybe we even do better.
Right.
Because we have a different design than they have.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like... let's say, put things in simple astrological terms, because that's what most people know. It's like if you're an Aquarius and your role model is a Leo and you're trying to pretend to be a Leo, but you're really an Aquarius, you're not going to be a very good Leo, are you?
Exactly.
Right. So understanding your design can help you to, I guess, accept yourself.
But it also differentiates you from the people who are supposedly experts about how you should be and who you should be. And if they don't know human design, they're talking from their own experience, and they have no idea what your design is like, so they want you to be like their design.
Right. It's their interpretation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Peter was generous enough to actually create a human design, I don't know, what do you call this, a chart, a mandala?
A chart
right. for me. We're not going to say my birth date and time. Says you know, I've already had my Facebook identity cloned, well, so I don't want people cloning
other
stuff.
I have to tell you that, you know how young you are?
How young am I?
You're 20 years younger than me.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize there was that much of a difference between us. Wow.
Yes, 20 years.
Wow, okay.
That's how old I am. But I'm willing to say that I'm an old guy.
But you're very young at heart. You're very young at heart. Okay, so what we're going to do after we come back from break, we'll kind of go through my chart. We'll use me as the guinea pig, and Peter's going to kind of, you know, tell you guys about my design through human design and see what it says, and I'll let him know, like, how accurate I think it is or not. I'm just curious about one thing, Peter. Have you ever done a chart for somebody, like, many years apart? And if things, I mean, do things change?
No.
I mean, your design is your design, right?
No, I do parents for their children. Mm. And I say, this is your children's life we're talking about. And they're not going to be any different than the chart.
No.
You can condition them. Mm-hmm. And the chart shows where the vulnerability of conditioning is.
Ah.
But they're still going to live their design. And even twins will live their design, but in different tones of their design.
I see. So like it doesn't matter, you know, if I came to you to do my chart today or 6 years ago, it's still going to be the same chart. But I may be in different places in my life, but I guess how I relate to my chart maybe would be different depending on where I am in my life, or is it...
It'll help you even more.
Help me even more. Okay, great. All right, so we're going to go take our quick first break now, and when we come back, we're going to kind of get into, maybe we'll start with just a nice broad overview of what are the different types of information, what do they mean, what some of mine are, and then we'll dig deep, okay?
Good.
All right, good. So everybody stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Plastic Bag by Mark Aaron James, one of those wonderful independent singer-songwriters. I love his music, and I haven't even seen him in years, but I still have his old CDs and stuff. Love playing that stuff. Okay, so we're talking today with Peter Roth all about the human design system. So we're using me as the guinea pig, and we're going to kind of explain this to you so you have a sense of really how detailed that this system really is. It's really amazing. And there's, Peter, just before we get into it, there's really a lot to study about this system. I mean, you can be studying the system for years and years because there's so much to learn around it, right?
And you can learn some of the simple facts about it and think you got it made.
Right.
And you don't realize how deep it goes.
Right, right. Okay. All right. So on my chart, let's just go through the overview, right?
Sure.
All right. So on this overview, it says type, the first thing. It says manifesting generator. Ooh, I like the sound of that. What's a manifesting generator?
It's somebody who has to stay very busy all the time.
Okay.
And you're chasing around after yourself just being busy. Sometimes you don't even know why you're so busy.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And so you're a generator. Mm-hmm. I'm a generator.
Okay.
But you're also a manifesting generator, which means that you actually have more power to your generating. You can create more monuments from it than I can.
Okay.
I can just keep kind of chasing after just life.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps on unfolding in its own way. But manifesting generators can actually create manifestation more readily.
So like really create things, create a building, a movement, a piece of music.
Well, your own radio station. You have things. I mean, not that I haven't built anything, but it's not... you know, as monumental. It just keeps unfolding in new ways.
Mm-hmm.
But manifesting generators are here to have more impact.
Oh, really?
Well, at least that's your purpose.
My purpose.
Have more impact.
Okay. How many different types are there?
Well, there's manifestors.
Mm-hmm.
That's 8.5% of the population.
Oh, so not too many of those.
No, that's the energy of the old kings and queens. And their theme is anger.
Okay.
And what they're angry at is that kings and queens aren't so appreciated anymore.
Okay, we'll get into that's the life theme, right?
That comes with a type.
Okay.
So
there's manifestors?
Right. And then there are generators and manifesting generators.
Okay.
And so you're kind of in between a generator and a manifestor, although your primary is a generator.
Okay.
And and I'm a generator. Mm-hmm. And then there are projectors.
Oh.
And my wife is a projector. Projectors are 21% of the population.
Okay.
And as I always say about us generators mm-hmm. and manifesting generators, we're so busy doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're stirring the pot. And our mentality is to think that the more we stir the pot, the more we make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Projectors don't think that way. They don't have as many motors going as we do.
Uh-huh.
So what they do is they design the pot.
Uh-huh.
So they're more into their beingness, and we're more into the doingness.
Okay, interesting. Okay, you mentioned about motors, which I know is something we'll have to get into that a little bit more. So here it says manifesting generator, and underneath it says life theme frustration.
That's because we think mm-hmm. stirring the pot is how life works. And how... Tell me how successful your pot is. Does it always come up with what you're stirring?
Nah, not quite.
So there must be some frustration.
Oh, this past week has been a real week of frustration, but that was because of computer trouble. But yes, I get what you mean. It's like you're trying to do something that just doesn't work the way you expect it to.
Because us generators, we want to be manifestors.
Mm.
So we stir the pot as if we're manifesting. Mm-hmm. But all we're doing is using energy. But what I like to say is that we're indirect manifestors. We're not direct. So while we're stirring the pot, we're getting the message across in the universe of what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're not manifestors, it doesn't show up the way we expect. It shows up in its own way. The universe has plans for us.
Okay. And then underneath here, it says strategy. Respond, envision, reprocess, inform, act. Well, what's the strategy?
Well, that's because you're a manifesting generator. That's all about what it is that when you're an indirect manifester,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what's going to show up because mm-hmm. it's not direct.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be prepared to respond to what shows up. So it's all about being aware and responding to how the universe delivers new things in your life.
And I believe when I had my reading done, I remember that was also one of the things that was kind of like a aha moment for me. The way the person had described it was like, I'm designed to be in response.
Right. Right. Not that you're going to stop stirring your pot.
Right.
Because you're creating intention that way. And that's valuable. Plus, your motors won't let you stop stirring it anyway. You're a slave to your motor.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay. So what's a motor?
A motor is our second chakra.
Our
sacrum.
Okay. The sacral chakra. Okay.
Right. And that's what generates. That's the generator motor in us. And that's what pushes us. Whereas manifestors and projectors don't have the second chakra active.
Okay.
So they don't have that motor.
So, but you mentioned before things about having lots of motors.
Right. There are four motors in human design.
Oh, okay.
One is the sacrum, the second chakra. Another motor is actually the first chakra because we need it to initiate in life.
Right.
Then another motor is our feelings.
Right. The heart chakra.
So the solar plexus chakra.
Oh, the solar plexus. Okay.
Excuse right. Me. And in human design, actually, the heart chakra is part non-motor and part motor. The only motor part of the heart chakra is willpower of the ego. So the ego is in human design is considered part of the heart.
Okay.
And so that's a motor.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of the heart that's not a motor is our identity.
Uh-huh.
It just is.
Okay. Okay, and then under the strategy, it has profile, it has 1/3, investigating martyr. I never knew I was a martyr. I know I investigate a lot, but what does that mean, 1/3, investigating martyr?
Okay, the one, I'm a one also, so us ones, we can talk to each other.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're insecure.
Oh.
We don't think we know enough to be secure.
Mm.
So we always are investigating.
Mm.
You know, that's why you have a radio show. You are investigating what people have, what people know that you can know.
Mm-hmm.
And so us investigators are insecure about, do I know enough yet? You know, and it's different than people who aren't ones. They take things for more for granted. You and I, we don't take things for granted. We have to do our homework. We have to investigate.
Right.
And it's not easy being a one.
Right. And so what's this 1/3, though?
Well, lucky you. You're a martyr.
Oh,
I'm not.
Wow.
Martyrs learn from what they bump into in life.
Ah. So I investigate and then I like trip over things and that's how
Yeah, and investigating martyrs actually become the best teachers because they have discovered so much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've had people tell me that before. Okay. How many different profiles are there?
I have never really kept count of it because I just know them all.
Oh, okay. I mean, like how many numbers? Like 1, 2, 3?
1, 2. Well, in human design, it works from the Chinese I Ching,
okay,
which are 64 different hexagrams. Each hexagram is 6 lines. And so 1 to 6 is a very big thing in human design.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so below that it says 55-59/34-20, the right angle cross of the sleeping phoenix. Ooh, I love that. That
all right, so we all bear a cross in life.
Ah, okay.
And there are about 194 crosses in human design.
194, wow.
So there are a lot of different crosses to bear.
Uh-huh.
And yours is the sleeping phoenix. So
that sounds so cool. What's a sleeping phoenix?
It means that you're asleep.
Oh, I guess it's not so cool, huh?
But what's asleep in you is the phoenix.
Uh-huh.
That's here to rise through evolution, through awakening consciousness.
So as I awaken, will my phoenix awake or will it always be asleep for this life?
No. You're here to be the phoenix, but until consciousness is opening enough, and it's already opening,
mm-hmm.
So you're coming out of your sleep. That's why you have this radio show.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's awakening.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So you're you're into awakening.
Yes, very much so.
So that's why you were born into the sleeping phoenix, because you're here to keep very busy, marking time till you're awake enough so you can slow down a little bit.
Ah, so the more awake I get, the more I'll slow down?
Yeah, the more comfortable you'll be with your consciousness.
Ah, okay. All right, cool. And then underneath that, I love that sleep. I got to remember that sleeping phoenix. Right angle, personal destiny. What's that mean?
Well, it means that you are here to improve your karma, to do a better job,
okay,
to improve yourself in the universe.
Okay, yeah, well, into the personal development. Okay, and now all of those things are under profile, right? And then underneath that it says definition, split definition. What does that mean?
Oh my God, you're a split definition.
Yeah, I'm a split
definition.
I'm
sorry to hear that.
Oh no, more bad news.
Well, I always tell people that their splits are their Achilles tendons,
heel
problems. And so your splits are where you don't feel adequate enough.
Uh-huh.
Because human design is not just stroking you.
Okay.
It's really about the truth of who you're here to be on the pro and minus side. So you actually have detriments in your chart. You have issues that you're here to work with and live with and be better for.
Mm.
And so what drives us in life, many things in our chart drive us in life. It's huge. But there are certain things that are in our charts that we would like to do a better job of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So by being a split definition, that means I'm kind of split inside?
It means that you have different parts of your different chakras that are connected and others that are not connected. And where they're not connected in the layout is the split, and you're trying to reconnect them.
Oh, I see. Reconnection.
So you always are striving to overcome your splits.
Ah, okay.
That's cool. The Achilles heel.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the last thing it says here is authority, but I'm not going to tell you what my authority is until we get back from break. So you're going to have to stay tuned. So we're going to talk about authority, and then we're going to get into, well, there's a whole bunch of funny symbols here and numbers. We'll find out what all this means. You guys are going to get to know me so well by the end of the show. Oh, it's going to be embarrassing, I think. Everyone, so please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and my guest this hour is human design expert Peter Roth. And we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. We're going across the universe of Sam today. He's talking all about my human design with my guest, Peter Roth. Okay, so we're getting down near the bottom of the overview. We just talked about definition and the idea that I'm a split definition. What kind of definition are you, Peter?
Split.
You're also split. Ah,
but okay. My wife covers my splits. Ah. I cover her splits. So together, we're not split when we're together. When we're out in the world on our own, we're trying to make up for our splits.
Oh, so quick question. Do you ever have like people coming to you before they get married to do like a couple doing chart for both the man and the woman to see it's like, are we a good match according to our human design?
Sure. Yeah. And when not everybody has a split design.
Right. Okay.
So if they don't, it makes it a lot easier. And if they do have it, then it'd be nice if their partners made up their splits, but it's not the only thing that makes a relationship work. So.
Right. Of course. Absolutely. Okay. So now the last thing here in the overview, it says authority. And on mine, it says emotional solar plexus. What does that mean?
It means you're a feeling guy.
Ah,
you have moods.
Yes, I definitely do.
So nobody can trust you agreeing to do something, to make a choice. Because if you're in a good mood, you'll say yes. And then, you know, the next day you say, oh, I don't want to do that. Why did I say that? Or vice versa. You might have said no. And then next day you go, I turned them down, but now I feel like doing it. When your authority is emotional, there's no truth in the now.
Oh, okay.
And you always have to tell people, I need time.
I need to sleep on it.
Right.
Ah, okay. Yes. Yeah, so someone told me that a long time ago. Always say, let me sleep on it.
For you.
For me.
Because you have emotional authority. Mm. There are a lot of people who don't have emotional authority. They don't need to. They'll make a choice and their feelings, they don't want to deal with their feelings about it. So they're just going to plow through it.
Okay. And how many different authority types are there? Are there a lot or a few?
Well, there's emotional authority, there's sacral authority, there's splenic authority, there's mental authority, and then there's no authority.
Oh, wow, wow. And if I have the same authority as my wife, is that a sign of compatibility or incompatibility?
You just have to be patient with each other.
Ah, yes, that's always the hard part. Okay. All right, so that's the overview kind of section of me. Now, I don't know, because since this is radio, it's a little hard to describe, but there's this, like, picture on top of, like, a person who I would say is, like, seated cross-legged. It's kind of like a triangle.
In human design, we call it a body graph. I like body to call graph. It a chakra template.
Okay.
Because it really are, those are chakras.
Oh, these are, now there's like a couple of squares, some triangles, a diamond shape, another square,
that's
a couple
just,
more triangles.
That's just the way it
one,
was
two,
drawn
three,
out.
Four,
the shapes aren't what's important.
Right.
It's just,
two,
it's
three,
good
three,
to
four,
know.
Five, six.
There are nine.
Nine.
It's a nine-centered system.
Okay.
You're used to a seven-centered chakra system.
Exactly.
And so what this has an extra part of the heart chakra, which is ego.
Ah.
So that's an extra center.
Okay.
And then it also uses the spleen chakra, which a lot of people aren't used to. There are schools that are just, you know, energy schools that teach spleen chakras.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these are colored in and some of them aren't. What significance is that if they're just white or if they're colored in?
That's important. The ones that are colored in are called defined and active.
Okay.
The ones that are white
mm-hmm.
are undefined,
mm-hmm.
inactive,
uh-huh.
and that's what draws us to them in life. The ones that are undefined, we're always trying to create definition in our lives about them. We that's where our challenges are.
Okay. And I noticed like some are colored red and some are colored,
I guess, gold. Colors don't matter.
Colors don't matter. Okay. All right. So let's just start on the bottom. I'm assuming there's this bottom square here. That's the root chakra, basically?
Yes. And it's the first chakra.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So it's a chakra of initiating. It's the energy. It's a motor to initiate in life.
Okay.
And when you have it defined, and you do,
mm-hmm.
it means that you can handle the pressure of initiating, the pressure of doing things in life. You don't mind pressure. You'll handle it.
Really?
People can give you... Not everybody loves pressure.
Right.
It's not about loving pressure.
No, right.
But, you know, if I gave you pressure, I would feel confident that you would deal with it.
Okay. All right. Got it. And so this symbol, now there are also, I see these lines that are kind of like channels that go up to the other sort of symbols or chakras. What are those?
Well, there are circuits between all the chakras.
And
that's why it's laid out the way it is, so that all the circuits can reveal themselves. And the ones that are colored in
mm-hmm.
are the hexagrams that you yourself are born into versus the ones that aren't colored in
mm-hmm.
aren't in your design. They're not, the planets weren't not in the position related to those hexagrams.
Gotcha. And then there are some that are like half colored in.
Well, those are called gates, and those are the particular hexagrams. The mm-hmm. ones that are channels that go from completely from one chakra to another
mm-hmm.
means that a gate in one chakra is in the same circuit as a gate in another chakra, so that creates a channel, and they're both active. So that's what creates a channel, and that's actually what ends up coloring in the chakras. That's how the chakras get active.
I see.
So the only chakras that are colored in, you'll notice, have a channel between them colored in.
Oh, I see. Yeah, now I notice this. So I see like two that are colored in that have a channel colored in between them, but then they're not, they don't have any channels that are fully colored into anything else. But then I have three others that are colored in that are all connected, like the bottom one to the one above that, and then that one has this funny kind of channel all the way up to what looks like the throat.
Exactly. And the throat is why you're a manifesting generator rather than just a generator. Because manifestation comes from the throat. The throat is how we express ourselves in life. And so that's the power of the, our word, of our thought, of our expression of what we want.
Gotcha. Is that why I have a radio station? Because my throat
Yes.
is that. Oh, okay. And then I see there are like all these little numbers in the boxes.
Those are the those are the hexagrams.
Those are the hexagrams.
And they're permanently housed in each hexagram has a chakra that it's permanently housed in. So there are chakras that are very busy with hexagrams, like the throat.
Right.
And then if you go up, for instance, to the crown chakra on the very top, it only has three hexagrams.
Oh, I see. And I noticed some of the hexagrams have like circles around them.
That's only because those are aspected. And aspects mean that the particular hexagrams that have arrows up or arrows down, you'll see in the, in the columns of numbers, those mean they have either especially good traits about you or detriments.
Ah, okay, gotcha. So just out of curiosity, since my crown and my third eye chakra are both open, they're white, they're undefined, what does that mean for me in terms of...
Well, let's say, let's look at the sixth chakra, the ajna, the third eye chakra. Okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
It's white.
It's white, yeah.
Right. In human design, that's the mind.
Ah, okay.
So there's nothing in it.
There's nothing in my mind?
It's white.
Uh-huh.
It's not colored in.
Right.
It's undefined. It's inactive.
Oh, my mind is inactive.
Well, what it means is that you don't know your mind.
Oh, okay.
And because you don't know your mind, you're always creating it every moment.
Oh, really?
And all the ones, all the chakras that have that are white have a little erasers in them.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you get to know your mind, a little eraser comes along and says, ask some more questions, do some more homework, research some more, bring on some more guests, find out something new. So what it is that you are living with an open mind. You're out of the box. Your mind is out of the box.
Wow. Okay. So no mind.
Well, it's not no mind.
No.
It's no particular mind.
No permanent mind.
No permanent mind. You're an open mind.
I'm an open mind. Yeah, I am very open-minded, actually.
I know.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. Wow. I mean, there's so much here. I'd go on forever. But I want to just kind of move over now to the left a little bit because there are these two columns. One says design. One says personality with dates and times. And then there's a bunch of columns of numbers going down. And there's some symbols in between that I recognize because these are astrological symbols. So I'm just curious, briefly, what are these two columns represent?
Well, that's the listing of the hexagrams that you are born into. And it's only those out of 64 hexagrams. You only get an opportunity to be born into 26.
Oh.
And a lot of them repeat each other, and you'll see that there are a lot that are the same.
Yeah, I see 41 a couple of times.
Right, exactly.
Three times. Okay, so like really we only get to know very little of this.
Well, that means you're different from everybody else. Because you these are specifically yours.
Right.
So, you know, let's say, okay, there are 26 and out of 64 hexagrams, but there are duplicates here. So let's say, you know, you have 17.
Right.
And also, you'll see that there's a small number next to the big number.
Yeah.
That's the particular line of that hexagram that you're born into.
Oh.
So it lists all of the lines of your hexagrams. And there are 384 hexagram lines in the I Ching.
Right,
times 64. And you only get 26 out of 384.
Wow.
So this is how unique you are.
Wow.
You know, what if there was a lottery and someone said, okay, you get to win the lottery if you pick the right 26 numbers out of 384. What do you think the odds are One out of trillions. So you are one out of trillions.
Gotcha. Okay, so just as a really quick example, the first number I see is 34 with a little 3. So that's the 34th hexagram,
right,
but the third line of the 34th hexagram.
Exactly.
Wow, wow. Okay, time for us to take, believe it or not, our last commercial break. God, the hour flies by so fast. So I just want to get into why there's two columns here, not one column. And I don't know. We'll see. There's so much interesting stuff around human design.
Well, I want to tell you what you attract in life.
Ah, yes. And we'll talk about that and what I attract and what attracts me in life.
Yes.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zubov.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
In my heart, I'm so grateful for my choices. But in my head, sometimes I wish there were not so many fucking voices.
That guitar man from Central Park, David Ippolito. I love his music. Too many voices sometimes. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time left, but I really want to cover ground. So before we went out to break, I mentioned how there are sort of these two lines of these, two columns of these hexagrams.
Right, one black, one red.
One black, one red. So what's the difference between the two of these guys?
The birth time is the black column, okay, and that time, 88 and a half days before we were born, is the red column.
Okay. And so one represents...
One's conscious. The black column is all your conscious traits. The red column are all your unconscious traits.
Gotcha. So our unconscious, there's really not much we can do about those, or there is, or...
They're back burners. You know, you know about them, and they're active. You just don't know what to do about them except be them. You're going to live them out.
So you may as well embrace them, that fight against them.
It's good to know them.
Yeah, okay, good. So we mentioned earlier in the program about the idea that you can also use this to figure out what you attract and what attracts you.
Well, remember that I said that these numbers and the small number next to it are the lines
on
each hexagram.
Right.
So, for instance, in your chart, the fifth line of the 52nd hexagram is actually the power of attraction in your chart.
Ah, okay.
And what that says, because this is one line out of 384.
Mm-hmm.
So we all attract different things because there's 384 choices to what we attract.
Gotcha. Okay.
And what you attract is the ability to explain yourself, to explain things, to want explanations, to want to hear from people what they can explain.
Okay.
And you like to explain things too.
Right.
So
right,
you attract people to you because they want to know how you, they want to hear your explanations. And they know that you're excited about explaining things.
Right, right.
It's the whole thing about the radio show.
Right,
so
gotcha.
You're doing what you're here to attract.
Wonderful.
Isn't that
wonderful.
Easy?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that vein of attraction, you also were kind enough to do the chart for my wife. So why did I attract her, if you can tell from this chart? Or why did she attract her
because she has courage in the face of adversity. Took a lot of courage, didn't it, Sam?
Yes.
For her.
Absolutely.
Maybe easy for
on,
you.
On a daily basis for her, it's definitely. For me, much easier.
She attracts that, and it's also the ability to maintain her own rhythm. So what it is that she attracts people to her who want to understand their rhythms better, who want to learn how to maintain their rhythms, who want to have courage in the face of adversity. Mm. So she's here to attract people who know that she's all about that, and then they can depend on her to teach them courage in the face of adversity and maintaining their own rhythms.
Interesting. I guess that's why she's a therapist.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yeah, wonderful.
And then she's attracted to all of that.
And she's very attracted to all of that, absolutely. Right. And then you mentioned about what I'm abundant in.
Right. This also, there's so many things in human design. Yeah, it goes on and on and on and on. And a lot of people want to know what their abundance trait is,
what they
can do in life to attract more abundance.
Right.
And this tells you.
Uh-huh.
And for you, actually, and you have to figure out how to employ it in your life, it's to be a pragmatic humanitarian.
Pragmatic humanitarian.
For instance, you create abundance by your humanitarian understandings that help people understand themselves, for instance.
Right. Okay.
Pragmatically. So it's like, how do you make sense out of being a humanitarian life in a way that works?
Right. So that they can actually implement it, do something, help themselves.
Right. In a positive way for everyone.
Win-win. Right.
But that they win too.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And so for you, behaving that way is a win-win for you.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. What's my wife's abundance?
Hers is the ability to experience previous crisis and examine it.
Interesting.
So she will create abundance if she can help people understand their past, understand how to work with the experiences they've had in life.
Which is why she works on trauma so much, I guess.
Exactly.
Wow.
See how true this is to everybody in such a way that helps us. It gives power to us because we use this language then to strategize.
Wow. And so, like, once someone gets a human design reading, like, what's the next step? How do they learn more sort of about this
design? They say it takes 7 years to absorb it all.
7 years.
When I do readings, it's usually a little more than 2 hours, sometimes 2.25, 2.5 hours of constant information that's recorded.
Right.
And
then
I type some things out and give them their charts to look at and all that. And they can, you know, take everything home with them. Or I do a lot of work on the phone and Skype. So people don't have to be nearby.
Right.
And so everybody gets to digest it. And it's extremely empowering because you learn all about the power that you're born with, as well as what you trip over in life, so you can do a better job with that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just some general things, like from looking at my chart overall, like what in life in general should I be careful of, and what in life is really my strength that
well,
I should lean
into? Well, what we didn't look at were that you have an undefined spleen chakra and also an undefined identity.
Mm.
So you don't really know who you are. You know, you.
My wife will definitely agree with that.
Right. You're making it up as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unsettling because you don't know how to love who you don't know who you are. You know, mm-hmm. it's hard to love yourself mm-hmm. when you could be anybody.
Right.
So the strategy mm-hmm. is to make sure that you have loving people around you wow. who then define you. And so you're reflecting love
uh-huh.
and you're, you know, if I said, Sam, go within and find uh-huh. out who you are,
uh-huh.
you go inside and go, I don't know. It could be anybody.
Right.
I don't know. But then you look around you and go, oh, I get it. I know who
right,
I am because
right,
you
right.
see what you're reflecting.
Right, right, right. So the community of people I'm around really reflects who I am. And that's so true because I've had different groups of people around me over the last several years and like who I'm around mostly now is different, but they're wonderful people, and yeah, I feel great.
You
when
know yourself
them.
Better when you're around people who are reinforcing, and
yeah.
you enjoy yourself and them because it reinforces you. Versus when you're around bad stuff,
right?
You don't know what to do with it,
right.
For
yeah.
yourself,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And yet, people who are defined don't have a problem that way.
Right, right. Gotcha. Oh, okay. Okay.
And the spleen has to do with security in life and what we worry about. And, you know, and if you have an undefined spleen, you have a lot more self-defense going on. You know, you really are more careful about things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then people who have defined spleens are much, they're much more, let's say courageous. In,
okay.
Not that you're not courageous,
right.
but they don't seem to be aware of danger.
Oh,
and you
okay.
are, because you're also an investigator
yeah, yeah.
and a martyr. So, you know, you live very carefully because, and a lot of it has to do with your undefined spleen.
Oh.
You know that you need to.
Okay, got it, got it. Well, thank you. This has been so much fun, Peter. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
So if people want to get their own human design reading from you, if they want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
My email address is peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 212-222-7748. I'm going to be out of the country from November. Well, it won't matter because you're
right.
going to be out of the country too.
Right, right, right.
And
this is airing on the 14th.
Right,
it's November 14th.
So
right
now. I'll be back.
Right by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you teach many other things too.
Right, and they could visit my website heartriver.org.
Right.
I have free healing sessions for people. Mm-hmm. All kinds of wonderful things that they can see at
yeah.
heartriver.org.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And just is there a resource if people want to just learn about more about human design in general?
Just Google it.
Just Google human design. Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Peter. It's really been a pleasure having you come in
studio
today.
Sam, this is so great talking with
you. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, folks, so yes, even though I'm not here, the station goes on. Please stay tuned. Coming up right next is a 21st century entrepreneur with JC Maldonado, continuing to educate all you business people and entrepreneurs out there, followed by a brand new show of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I will be out next week still, but we will have another show next week for you. But I will be back first Friday in December. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.